Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey newsrooms across the country.
It's as much a tradition as turkey and pumpkin pie, packed airports in the days before Thanksgiving. This year, the TSA expects to screen some 18 million people from today till next Tuesday, and officials promise they are ready for the crowds.
For us, this week is our Super Bowl, and I'm here to tell you we've got a great plan. We're past the laps. Controllers are back at work. They're excited to be back on the job. They're excited to be compensated to be back on the job.
The travel chaos during the government shutdown is now in the rearview mirror.
I'm Christy Strausser, Odyssey's managing editor of news. And today we're talking all things holiday. First comes Thanksgiving, then comes Christmas Eve, Christmas Hanukkah, then there's New Year's Eve, and all together it's a marathon. And it kicks off this week. Of course, people doing all the traveling we were talking about are going to visit relatives. And that's not always pleasant. So here's WWJ News Radio with tips on how to make the dinner table as friction-free as possible. Pass the potatoes and hold the salt and the drama and the opinions.
How can
people
actually do sort of a mental preparation for themselves with seeing family members they don't actually agree with all the time for the holiday? Talk about that for a moment.
Sure. I think the first thing they have to consider and really try and keep top of mind is that this opportunity to be together with family is a time to enjoy one another, to appreciate family, to have a positive experience. So going in knowing that there are people in your family or people that will be there who don't share your opinions or who have very different ideas about things or problems that they're trying to deal with, you can't control what other people feel or think. You can only control your own behavior and your own thoughts. So practicing and reminding yourself when you get triggered or if you are triggered by something that someone says during the meal or before the meal, after the meal, you need to have some ways to calm yourself down, you know, take the emotion down and don't take the bait. It's really important to focus on the positive reasons that you're spending time with family rather than your differences.
Talk about this for a moment, Lori, because undoubtedly sensitive topics do come up at the dinner table, although we'd certainly like to avoid them in a lot of cases during the holidays. Topics like politics, a family member's love life. Should we even be approaching these type of subjects around a holiday dinner table?
I think it really depends on the people involved, and it depends on how large the crowd is and how many people are involved in the conversation. You can always say, you know, this might be something that we should talk about in a different setting or privately or in another room. Maybe this isn't something for the entire family to sit around and have to deal with. You can find a way to redirect the conversation if you feel you need to. If the person is resistant and wants to talk about it now, no, I want to have this conversation now, no matter who's here, that you can at least preface it by saying, I'm willing to do that, but please understand that my priority is not to create a scene here and not to have an argument at a family meal. But, you know, if we can communicate peacefully, if we can share our opinions and recognize that it's perfectly fine to have different opinions and different ideas, then sure, let's give it a try. But let's agree that if this gets out of hand, we'll table it. We'll put it up at a time.
All right. Again, joining us live to talk about some difficulties you may encounter at the holiday table this holiday season is Birmingham Maple Clinic psychotherapist Lori Edelson. Lori, before we wrap up here, let's talk about this. What kind of advice would you offer to those individuals who may be looking to reconcile with family members that they may be seeing for the first time this holiday season?
Yeah, I think that there are similar recommendations. I would say that in order to have a successful attempt anyway, is to recognize that you're not trying to change someone's opinion about the history of your differences or what happened in the past, but instead you're trying to build small victories around rebuilding your relationship. So be realistic about what this dinner or this holiday celebration can do in terms of reconciling a broken relationship. Decide on how you're going to begin the conversation, possibly with some neutral, more loving statements. Keep your opinions focused on, this is the way I feel. Don't be accusing the other party of, you did this to me and you did that to me and you said this 5 years ago and we haven't spoken since. So, you know, waiting for an apology for someone. Again, going in knowing you can only control and accept what you have control over, which are your own reactions, your own behaviors, your own boundaries, and not go in expecting that someone else is going to behave in a way that you want them to, because that is sort of a recipe for disaster.
All right. Lori Edelson, she is a psychotherapist with Birmingham Maple Clinic. And thanks so much, Lori, for joining us this afternoon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There are jokes aplenty about the so-called Midwest goodbye. That's the thing where people come over for Christmas or Thanksgiving or any other day, and the goodbye takes about 5 hours. How do you politely tell holiday guests it's time to hit the bricks? Here's Adam and Jordana on WCCO.
How do you get people out of your house?
Don't invite them in the first place. Don't have them over in the first place. That's the Adam Carter rule. Hey, if you don't want people to leave, or if you want people to leave your house, don't have them over in the first place.
I asked this question because I'm off next week for a couple of days. I'm off Tuesday and Wednesday because Monday night begins the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which many of you know as the Jewish New Year. The head of the year is what we say. It has many different meanings. It's a very spiritual and wonderful, and it's one of our only like happy holidays. You know, it wasn't like, yeah, hey, they tried to kill us, we won, let's eat. Yeah, you know, it's not one of those. It's more
happy New Year,
spiritual,
by the way.
And, yeah, thank
I too have my own New Year, so I'm glad you do too.
There you go. See, maybe you're a secret Jew. The fall is the new year. It's in you. So I'm having about 30 people. My parents are coming in. I'm having about 30. My kids are coming home. Like, I'm having about 30 people at the house on Monday night.
Yep.
You know what? And I entertain quite a bit. As you know, I have people over almost every Shabbos, unless we get invited out. And so I entertain a lot. Not 30 people a lot, mm-hmm. you know, but 30 people is a lot. How do I get them the hell out of my house when I'm done?
So, I mean, it's not like you have to stick. It's not like a regular New Year where you're ringing the clock in and you're counting.
No,
down.
No, it's not like a timing kind
yes,
of thing.
Right.
Is there a nice way to do this, Adam, is what I'm saying, other than like, ooh, ah, boy, looks like the end of the night. I'm
looking
ready
at
to
the
get
watch,
my jammies on. You know.
Looking at the watch when you have no watch on and you're looking at your watch.
Is there a nice way to do this?
Is this a problem searching. For you, though? Do you often, because you just said you host a lot.
I host a lot.
Do you find, is this a common problem where somebody is sticking around too long?
Sometimes. And the reason is because it is Shabbos. It's Friday night, so it's Saturday morning,
sure.
so people don't really
yep.
have to get up mm-hmm. the next day to go to work. And Monday night is a holiday, so the people in my table will not be going to work the next day. They'll be going to synagogue. But sometimes by Friday night, Adam, I got to be honest, I'm so wiped
yeah. oh.
by the week.
Absolutely.
And I've been after the show, I've been preparing all day, and we host. And sometimes I'm just so tired
right.
that I just want to get up into the bed. And usually these are good friends. So I can say, all right, guys, I'm going up. You guys, I'm done. And so people understand. But I did read an article this morning about foolproof and nicer, because I'm not that nice. I'm just like, guys, I'm ready to bed. You got to get out.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're fine with it. I fed them, so they're okay with it. But there are nicer ways to do this. And I was reading some of these steps so I can be nicer. But what do you do? I mean, other than not invite them over.
I don't really have a problem. Like I'm trying to think if I've ever been in the situation where somebody has outstayed their welcome. And
oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
I think you're fine in just saying, hey, you know, God, this is fun, but you know, we're just going to call it a night and we have to do this again. You know, there's a good way to, I don't think it's offensive to tell somebody, hey, we're done here. We're moving on.
Right?
Yeah.
So one suggestion the article makes is that wait till there's a pause in the conversation.
Of course.
And they say this happens after, like, everyone's having a good laugh.
Yes.
After everyone laughs, like, it does kind of die down.
Mm-hmm.
And the article says, lean forward, clap your hands in a gentle cupping fashion and proclaim, well, this has been really fun. Thank you all so much for coming. We should do it again soon.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is the universal sign. That is the universal sign. So we're done here. Yes.
We're done here. Someone says, get your kid, if you have small kids, which mine aren't small anymore, and I'm not sending them up to get PJs, but get your kids in PJs have the kids do the dirty work.
Props.
Parade them around the living room and tell them, good night, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say to them, I'll be up in a minute to tuck you in.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good one, too. Use your kids. Or if you're like me, I might probably just fall asleep on the couch or fake it. Oh, Adam's sleeping. Mm. Well, it's time to leave, I guess. Usually I'm not faking it. I don't stay up too late.
Someone says if nothing else works, if they're still like continuing the conversation, get up from the table and clear just a few plates.
Yes.
Ask your guests to do the same. So make sure you leave a couple of plates on the table so you can say to them, hey, can everybody clear their plates? She says this part is key. Otherwise, guests engrossed in conversation won't notice that somebody else is doing all the slave labor, taking away the plates. And unless you ask them specifically, can you grab your plate and mm-hmm. bring it, you know, to the sink? And I'm like, that's good. That's pretty good. Because you always have that clueless person who thinks, you know, everybody is hanging on their every word.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using this as a way to just sort of be preachy. And if you say to them, hey, Carl, can you bring up your plate? It does shut them up.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that have their own techniques. This is a good one. I think, see, you've got the muscle in your house. Mark
yeah,
likes
sure.
to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Have Mark
yeah,
start
he does.
Cleaning.
He loves to clean.
Somebody says, take the vacuum out. Mark, take the vacuum out. That's pretty much a dead giveaway. I don't think he'll be the bad guy, right? Good cop, bad
totally.
Cop.
Totally. Totally. But Mark's not, you know, and when Mark is done, Mark's done.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I'm going up. Everybody out. You know.
Yeah.
I was just hoping that, because not everybody coming to my table I'm as familiar with as my Shabbos guests, where I'm like, all right, go home.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I need to learn a little more etiquette.
Another thing that goes into a stellar holiday, staying healthy. The holidays are a prime week for accidents and other issues. Here's how to avoid them with WWJ.
Hate to put a damper on Thanksgiving, but it's a busy time at emergency rooms.
It can be. Yeah, it can be sometimes. A lot of the things that we see in the emergency department around Thanksgiving time are injuries that you might expect. So first of all, it's kind of new to me, but I was finding out that a lot of people call the night before Thanksgiving Blackout Wednesday because they go to the bar and they drink pretty heavily. So we talked to folks about, you know, hey, try to be responsible about your drinking. Of course, it's a time to celebrate and be together with friends and family, but make sure you don't overdo it. And certainly make sure that if you are going to go to the bar and have some drinks, that you have a designated driver to get you home. The next day, a lot of folks get together and they're maybe playing some football or some other type of athletic activity. Same type of thing, you know, make sure that you're not going too hard. You don't want to hurt yourself on the morning of Thanksgiving. Make sure that you probably shouldn't be playing tackle football. Probably should be playing something a little lighter than that. We see lots of folks that come in with musculoskeletal type injuries because they've really gone quite hard on the morning of Thanksgiving. As we kind of roll into Thanksgiving itself, some of the injuries we see have to do with cooking of the meal. So make sure you're wearing oven mitts. Make sure that if there's something that you have to handle that's hot or has a lot of liquid in it, like a gravy or any sort of juice that something might cook in, to make sure that there's no one around you as you take it out of the oven, because those can be some pretty terrible burns if you get splash or you spill some of that type of liquid on your skin. Make sure you're being really careful when you're carving the turkey. Sometimes we see some lacerations of fingers just because people, you know, might slip or make an error when they're carving the turkey. And then you don't want to overeat as well. And sometimes we'll see those types of illness, when people come in, they just kind of overdone it a little bit and they come in with some abdominal pain.
You know, are kitchen injuries the most common during any holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter?
Yeah, what I would tell you, actually, what we see the most is it's very frequent that families get together and we see maybe an older member of our family they hadn't seen in a while, or we see someone maybe who's just kind of a chronically ill person, and you recognize that, boy, this person really needs some medical attention. So a lot of times, especially the day after a holiday, we get a big influx of patients that their families are bringing them in to get seen because they're worried about them. So it's always a good idea to kind of check in on some of your family or friends that maybe are a little older or could use a little help, because we will frequently see that. That is one of the most common things that we see. Of course, some of the things that I was just talking about we see as well, but those are usually things that are less severe or acute. When we see folks that have really haven't had anyone around them for a little bit, those folks can be sicker or need many more resources or potentially a hospitalization.
Well, you know, you mentioned playing a friendly game of football or going ice skating, things like that. Even some of these cooking accidents, it all sounds like common sense, but we need reminders.
Absolutely. We all do. We all make mistakes. You know, accidents happen. And so these things happen. It's just trying to be a little more mindful about it. I talk to people all the time as well when I'm in the emergency room, especially this time of year, is when you're at the dinner table, maybe is not the best time to start a political conversation with a family member you haven't seen in a while. Sometimes we see people get into fights, and let's try to just agree to disagree at times. We're not going to all be on the same page, but we can all still have a nice holiday, enjoy each other's company, and not have to worry about some of these other things that can divide us.
At what point should we, you know, oh my gosh, I cut my hand. Oh, it won't stop bleeding. Is that when I should go to the ER? Or, you know, at what point do we take it out of our hands and leave it to the professionals?
Yeah, I think that certainly, like you said, some of this is just when you look at that cut, do you feel like, boy, that looks like a pretty wide or deep cut? You know, when you look at if you have a burn, you know, is it just really not getting better? I trust people's intuition to know frequently when to come into the ER. And sometimes if you come in and it really wasn't necessary, well, I'd rather you err on the side of caution. If you're really concerned, you know, no one wants to spend time in the emergency department unnecessarily, but certainly we don't want people staying at home, you know, if they have a bad injury or wound and they're concerned that maybe it could progress or get infected.
Who's doing the cooking at Dr. Veter's house this week?
Actually, we got lucky this year. We're going to my aunt and uncle's. And we're going to have about 22 people. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Thank you for listening to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Barry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.